There's a few news stories we need to go over, and a little bit of General's interview. I thought that was a very important interview. We'll see what comes in the next couple of days. Uncle Kevin's joining us again. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Another great day in the afternoon in America.
Here's a couple quotes I want to read. When the law no longer protects you from the corrupt, but protects the corrupt from you, you know the nation is doomed. That's Ayn Rand. Atlas Shrugged.
That's right.
This is what we're seeing. This is in live in Technicolor.
Mm-hmm.
That the law protects the corrupt from us.
That is correct.
And that's exactly what is just happening.
That's exactly what's happening.
And it says our nation is doomed. This is the end of the United States of America. It may not happen tomorrow, but this...
If it continues on this path.
This is the fissure.
I agree.
If this is allowed to stand, this is the end of the United States of America.
And that's exactly what those patriots, Fred and Nina, said.
We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. Former CIA Director William Casey.
Yeah.
He's quoted as saying that. This is
right now.
I was going to pipe in and say.
Dennis, I was about to introduce you. You got to let me introduce you. Hold on. This is Dennis. Of course, he's helped us develop the Power Silver. I gave him an option. Do you want us to call you back, or do you want to be here when all this happens, or what? But there's Dennis. Anyway, go ahead, Dennis.
I was saying, get prepared. Get your food storage, your medical storage, and then I think the biggest thing is get right with God.
Well, we've asked our audience to take Psalm 35, the first 10 verses at least, really the whole chapter, but at least the first 10 verses. In one of America's most critical times, the founders met and they prayed before the meeting, and the pastor read those verses. And Samuel Adams said it was the most powerful spiritual moment that he had really maybe all his life.
Yeah.
That moment when that pastor invoked Psalm 35 over the United States of America. And it's a, strive with them that strive with me, fight against them who fight against me. Let them, the pit that they have dug for us, let them fall into their own pit. I mean, it's a very powerful. There is an energetic frequency in the energetic faith. Faith is powerful. Belief is powerful. The DNA, the Christian DNA of the American people is what has kept us from falling to this point. Period. I mean, that's it. That's what it is. The Christian DNA is what has kept us afloat. It's kept some semblance of order. And that's where the Declaration of Independence comes in, the Bill of Rights. This is an extension of that ethic. And so we need to rely on that more than ever. We need to beg God, and we need to have faith. Everybody who's listening who has faith, who believes in a higher power, believes in God, believes in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who believes in the miracles of the foundation of this country. We're in a little bit of a normalcy bias and a little bit, I believe, a moment before this breaks. And the breaking is going to be if this transition happens totally against the American people, out and outright theft right in front of our eyes, and we allow this. This is the end of the United States as we know it, if that's allowed to stand, and if we do not come back from it, or if we do not stop it, or if Trump does not activate, or whatever, or if God is not with us and a miracle happens here. That's my opinion. I don't know if you want to comment on that. That's a pretty, I don't know if you want to step on a ledge and say anything, Kevin or Dennis.
I'll just say I agree 100%.
A couple stories, just real quick.
I think it's all about faith and have trust in the Almighty. And, if we do our part, he'll come through as he's always told us.
DNI Ratcliffe releases report showing China interfered with the 2020 election. This is very important. Why is it happening now? I mean, if there is a plan, this is a terrible plan.
I agree. I would have done it. Yeah.
I mean, there's so many ways they could have got before we got to this. It would have been much, much less chaotic, much less angst, much less everything.
But Chentik, it says it's all about Sensu, So, but
Peer-reviewed study did not find evidence, quote, did not find evidence lockdowns were effective in stopping COVID spread. No evidence of lockdowns.
Who didn't know that? You didn't need a study for that.
Today's Martin Luther King Day. If he was alive, would Facebook censure him?
That's the question of the day.
That's the $64,000 question.
Yeah, I got it.
New video shows the Dominion's Eric Cooper admitting their voting machine systems are wireless and support all networks. Dr. Eric Coomer, who's responsible for the strategy and security at Dominion, don't worry about the election. Trump's not going to win. I made effing sure of that. That's a quote by him.
I guess he did. Pretty good.
Let's get to our guest. Any comment about the interview before we get to Dennis?
Yeah.
From the general.
Yeah. I believe he was talking in cryptics.
You sound like Q.
Yeah.
What are you, Q now?
It doesn't matter. I think he couldn't tell, and he's in a position that he said over and over, I don't know. What was he, 4-star general or whatever he was?
He's a lieutenant general. He was commander of the Alaska Air Force Base. He did work directly under. He was very high up in Air Force.
I find it hard to believe that he doesn't know the plan of Trump, if he's going to do anything or not. I find that hard to believe. When you pushed it to and shove, what do you think he's going to do? I think Trump is going to stand up.
I think he must if he's going to honor his oath.
Right, but I'm just saying, he's saying he doesn't know the plan, but I think he knows the plan, and in his opinion, he's going to stand up. He didn't say,
Well, you're making a big jump.
That's not a big jump.
I think it is. Todd, are you there? Todd, do you think this is a big jump by Uncle Kevin?
Oh
my God. Did that go on the air? Did they hear? Did everybody hear that, or just me? Todd said no comment.
I'm not talking to him.
I know what that means. I know what that means.
I've got to take out a full page ad in the paper, trashing you, Tom.
This is such a big moment, and our guest is sitting here, but this is such a monumental moment. I mean, this is not, I mean, I thought, one thing I don't like about I don't like people trashing McInerney. McInerney has put his neck out there.
Sure has.
McInerney has reported about the hammer and scorecard before the election. I mean, who else was saying it like that? Here it is. Boom, boom, boom. Here's what I'm told. Oh. Boom, 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 boom.
Hero.
Right. I don't like, I don't want to run down other shows or whatever. I don't like people being so critical of him. For whatever reason, maybe he is wrong. Maybe he is right. I don't get that sense. He did not deserve any of that. That's what I don't like.
Right.
And it's certainly a lot of what he's put out has been holy cow, spot on.
Spot on. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'm very grateful that he was on. I'm very happy to have a relationship with him or some relationship where we can discuss these back and forth. And I think it was a very important interview that we did.
That was a great interview.
I think three things are true.
Okay.
Or three things could be true here.
Okay.
Donald Trump is a shill, and this was all a plan to take patriot sentiment and run it into the ground. Okay.
That could absolutely be true.
Okay. B.
And he totally sucked me in and tricked me then.
Okay.
Yeah, and my watch is going to be taken, going to be blown apart.
You're going to smash it with a sledgehammer.
Smash with that 28-pound sledgehammer, and then put it up at our firing range and blow it to pieces.
Now, I got a crisp dollar bill here from our bet.
Yes, you do.
Now, you've been saying to me there's going to be arrests for God knows how long. We made a dollar bet, trading places.
Want to double it?
Double or nothing?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. It's official. I got this crisp dollar here.
What's the bet?
Well, Trump will be the next president.
Okay. You're on. Okay. Trump will be the next president.
But, it'll get Trump. This will be overturned and Biden will not take the White House.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
You hear that, ladies and gentlemen?
I hear it.
I'm going to double this.
Double it.
I think I'm going to double it.
Mm-hmm. No, you ain't going to double it. I'm going to win.
Okay. I hope hope I lose this. I hope I have to give this to you. I hope I have to give this to you.
I hope you do too. Gosh.
Okay. B. We haven't even got to A. This ABC. B is, he's tried to do this. Everybody's left around him, and he's been outmaneuvered, and he just wasn't able to pull it off.
That's another possibility.
See, with that, I think he, you know, I asked the general about this. You know, the American Revolution is completely unique because those men had everything to lose. They were wealthy. They had everything to lose. Everything, life was fine for them.
Oh, it was.
Life was good.
Life was good.
What in the world are you doing upsetting the apple cart? You know, what is the, you know, kind of deal? Donald Trump is in a similar situation. Now, because of the stance he takes, he's getting pressure from banks. He's getting his business. His whole empire is going to be picked apart by God knows
who.
He's
going to get thrown out of Mar-a-Lago. They're talking about throwing him out of Mar-a-Lago.
Well, whatever. I mean, a lot of it is just talk. I mean, he's not going to get arrested. He's former president. I mean, give me a break. I mean, some of that. But some of it's true.
His bank accounts are going to get...
Well, they've already have been stopped.
Yeah,
okay.
Stopped. All right. I mean, that's just a start.
So,
I mean, he gets out of being the president, being the protection of the president, Katie barred a door.
Okay, so does he have the cojones, so to speak, to jump? Really, he's got to jump off the cliff.
He does.
And say, okay, I'm putting everything I own, everything I own, I have everything to lose.
Everything.
I'm putting it all on the line and trusting the military people around me that, you know, so many people have betrayed me. Can I trust these people and the American people?
He has to.
Okay.
He has to.
Okay. Wait, no, he doesn't have to.
I know, but
we want him to.
Yeah.
If you want to win your dollar, he has to.
Yeah.
If you want your dollar back, he has to. Okay. Does he have the, is he George Washington? Cause, you know, that's why we have schools and roads named after George Washington all over this country.
I told you that.
Because he did that.
I told you that YouTube thing I saw a couple weeks ago. In the five different decades, five different interviews with Trump. What's your key to success, Donald? I never give up. I never give in. The next decade. What's your key to success? I never give up. I never give. Five of them in a row.
Okay, sure. But he's never. This is a totally different animal.
It is.
This is everything.
But
this is everything.
Would I rather hear I never give up and I never give in, or my dad handed me everything?
Okay, let's go to C.
Okay,
C is he does have a plan, and they are going to turn this around. That's C. So it's either A, B, or C.
I picked C.
Well, I got a dollar. We got a dollar bet on this.
Oh,
Dennis picked C,
Dennis,
too.
Thank you, Dennis. Excellent.
Todd wants the bet.
Let's send the troops out to rest, Todd. He sounds like he's a red coat.
Well, we got important things to talk about,
Todd,
with
Todd,
our get.
Let's say with Todd. I want to hear what Todd has.
Oh, you want to hear what Todd?
Yes, I do.
We want to get to Dennis.
Go ahead, Todd.
Todd, go ahead quickly.
No, I just meant I just want to get in on this bet because I know. I know you're gonna lose.
Todd wants to bet you a dollar.
I'll take it.
He's good for it. I have the dollar. Right.
Yeah, I'm good for it. I got cash money.
You hear that?
Except when Biden gets in, I'm gonna have to pay you in cryptos because cash ain't gonna be worth nothing. The dollar ain't gonna be worth nothing. He's giving it all to the damn immigrants. $40 million immigrants on our border.
He wanted you to pay off in won.
Yeah.
He wanted it won.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we gotta laugh about something. My God. It's been a tense couple weeks, ladies and gentlemen.
It has.
I mean,
it really has. I finally went.
All right, here we go. We have our guests been waiting patiently. Dennis is one, he's a fun guy, American, he's a patriot, and he's super smart, and he's super helped us with this power silver that we have. We're very excited to have him on to talk much more about it. Dennis, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Glad to be back. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for waiting. I didn't know we would go that long. What do you, I mean, before we go, just go ahead. Your comment or your thoughts about anything.
Yeah, I think all of patriots should stop paying taxes if Biden get in for about the first 3 months, and that'll change your tune.
That'll change your tune.
Yeah.
Well, if everybody stops paying, they can't arrest everybody. There ain't no doubt about it.
Exactly.
Now, about, I don't know how long it's been. Time is just, I can't even keep track of time anymore. But it's been, I don't know, a year or so that the FDA started going after people selling colloidal silver. And the New York Attorney General was going after people that aren't even in their state and sending these letters. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? And telling you, you need to stop talking about colloidal silver or nanosilver. And that immediately told me, well, okay, if they don't want us to have colloidal nanosilver, then that's what I want. And I want the best. And through, Al and through a couple of contacts we have, being in the food storage preparedness business, I come in contact with a lot. I've seen a lot. I knew Dennis already. I didn't know he was working on this. Another mutual friend of ours told us about that. I trust very much, said this is the best. And when he says this is the best, then that tells me this is the best. I got in touch with Dennis and I found out he was right. This is the best. And that's why we came up with the Power Silver. Dennis, elucidate on any of that. What in the world is the Power Silver that we're talking about here at the Power Mall?
That's just super, super effective. So the water system is a delivery system for the silver. So the silver that we've got is, I'll kind of go over the testing again. So the testing at 9 parts per billion, it cleared a 40-day food preservative challenge. So that means like E. coli, bacteria, yeast, molds, and it wiped the 40-day preservative test, which is a big deal for that small particle being in a solution. So, we took it up to the parts per billion that's in the silver that we've got there, and it's just very effective for wounds or for internal or for it's just so many direct eyes drops for in the eyes. We're finding out so many different uses for it, so it's just real effective. It's absorption is full absorption. It's not going into your gut. It's not going through your liver. It's going right into your blood through your mouth. It's absorption's very, very high absorption rate.
Well, let's back up a second. Tell people is this a nanosilver? Is this a colloidal silver? And what is nano colloidal silver? And how is this a little different?
Okay. So when you get into nanos and you get into colloidals, they're more blocky. They're kind of like got little edges on it.
What is a colloidal silver? If I was going to I don't know anything. What is colloidal silver?
Okay. So colloidal silver is a blocky silver. So you have all these people that are taking colloidal, people that take too much of it or make their own, they start getting this grayish blue skin, or if you're the blue man, you make your own and you just drink gallons of it and you turn blue. So it's a bonding, so it goes in your body and it bonds in. It's a heavy metal. It's an elemental, but it's still heavy metal. So colloidals can go ahead and they can build up in the system, where ours is spherical. And it's such a small amount with a non-bonding technology that it goes into your system, does its job, and then it leaves the system. It's not messing with your gut flora or your brain flora, which is your bacteria in your body. It's not killing those. It's keeping the good stuff alive.
Okay, so not chunky, so it's spherical. So you have a different bonding in this water. You have a much lower rate of silver that's in this. Now, I've gotten emails that people jumped on that point and said, this is a fraud because there's so little silver of it, it doesn't even work. Answer that question. Why is that not true?
Well, first of all, let's go back to the test. It's very effective. The labs that ran the test could not believe it was such a low amount. You do not have to have a high amount if you've got the right delivery system to take it into the body. Your standard colloidals and your standard even different nanosystems that are out there, they do not have the technology that we have for delivering it to the body. We have a proprietary way of basically, if you would, say a water drop is a basketball. We're able to shatter that into 10,000 or so same basketballs in the same space. So it's really quantum physics. We're giving more space in the same amount of space. So that gives us more bonding surface in that same space, which when it hits your body, when you put it in your mouth, it's breaking through the membrane of the mouth and it's going into the blood. It's going into that. It's breaking that barrier. So, like, if you take the water, if you even take a drop of that silver and run it across your hand, you'll feel it absorbing into your hand. It gets colder, 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 almost like an alcohol. And then even if you wipe it off, you still feel it penetrating in your skin. So that's the technology that we have. That's why we don't need a lot of the silver. We don't need it. It's just wasting. It'll just flow through the body.
Why is silver so key in this type of health? I know there's been a lot of research. The government's even done a lot of research. They've been very peculiar or very stringent about claiming or claims about COVID, but they've done tons of research on all kind of viruses with colloidal nanosilver. The government has, not the random people, and talked about its effectiveness. Why is silver so effective on the tests that they have run?
Well, because it targets. It wipes. It goes in and it ruptures that protein membrane around the bacteria's. You know, and around the different, you know, we can't say viruses, but, you know, it wipes those things away. And, you know, we also do another part of it is that we do PVS, which is a pulse frequency vibration, and we charge the particles. So that's another reason also that it's so effective. But back to the test the government's run. You know, the government. They don't want things. They're tied in. They're corrupt. They're tied into the, you know, EPA, FDA, and, you know, anything that works, you know, they don't want because it's taken away from their pockets in the pharmaceutical industry. You know, you start getting the pharmaceuticals, you know, well, like the vaccine right now. The vaccines are pushing it right now. They're saying it's a 90%, 95% kill. But if you take the injection, it's a 50-50 chance. And then Pfizer's VP put out a memo. You got to look up that memo and see what he said about it. It's pretty, you know, don't take the shot. That shot basically says that it will rupture the protein of the uterus. It targets the uterus of the women. This guy, it's pretty scary.
Well, we're coming on a break. The music's about to start any second.
Okay.
And then let's talk about those subjects on the other side. The protein membrane, you know, when the vaccine, nanosilver, the power silver that we have. Let's talk about all those. I think that's very important. We're talking to Dennis, power silver. He's the one that helped us put this together. This power silver has done an amazing job. The people who know Dennis, the people who've researched it, I know them very well. And I know Dennis. This is a very important and very good product. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding product, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I was talking to Todd during the break. Todd, he does listen, and then he pipes in when he wants to. You remember the old, you might be a redneck, Jeff Foxworthy, you might be a redneck if, you know, you have more cars on blocks than you have on wheels, you know, that whole thing. His new slogan is, if you're not listening to the Power Hour, you might be a communist.
There you go.
You might be a communist if, mm-hmm. You might be a communist if you're not listening to the Power Hour. That's funny. Anyway, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. Communists don't buy from the Power Mall. There you go.
They don't buy.
9 out of 10 communists do not buy from
that's
the Power
right.
Mall.
The government gives it to them.
That's right. 877-817-9829. A lot of great specials. Of course, the Heart Drops is always the most profound product that we've ever sold are the Heart Drops and the line of Strauss on sale. The North American Urban Spice. Look, please, I am begging you. My aunt had vitamin D, oregano, power silver, and I think she had a little zinc. Zinc. That's all she had when she was flat on her back down. I mean, down. My cousin kept her from going to the hospital, and we sent her some other stuff, you know, we sent her quercetin and phosphatidylcholine and the whole deal to get her going. She's fine now. She was weak for a little bit. She's actually almost back to 100%, which she's come. Most people, they stay tired for like a month.
Yeah, at least. It's unbelievable how it hits people. I know at least 5 people that has hit in a month ago, and they're still feeling the effects of it. So,
the Power Silver was great for her because she, you know, she had so much oregano. You know, my cousin was about pouring oregano down. You know, and that it gets abrasive after a while, and putting on her collarbone and what have you in that circumstance. Well, the Power Silver, she can take that. It doesn't. Boom, just absorbs, it tastes like water, no problem whatsoever. That's what my aunt had. So, I would think for me, that's what, I better have those things. I better.
Absolutely.
I better have vitamin D, oregano. I would say oregano rest. You know, Cass was on. I would add oregano rest for that. And the power silver. Excuse me. And the, and zinc and quercetin. You have to have those things.
I got them. I'm okay.
And, the power silver being, that's what we're talking about now. It's a very unique product. We're going to break this down. During the break, I want you to know that we're talking to Dennis, who helped us, formulated for us the power silver. I searched. Pfizer VP warns of, sterility from COVID vaccine. I literally have been almost this whole break trying to finally get to the article where he said that. The first, I don't know, page, I'm going through these articles. Every one of them is about how, oh, he did not say that the COVID vaccine will cause infertility. Yeah. Oh, he did not say this. I finally got to one article that said pregnant women were excluded from the trials of the vaccine. I did find that article. And I'll just summarize and then get your comment. I know exactly what he said. We covered this article. Ladies and gentlemen, when you find articles like this, you gotta like print them out. You gotta.
Yeah.
Cause they can take
them right off your computer.
Yeah. You ain't gonna be able to find them.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it at least, you know, probably if I spent 30 minutes, I'll find it. What he said was former VP of Pfizer, head of immunology department said was, has anybody checked for infertility in women who take the COVID vaccine? Why? Because the protein that goes in the building of a placenta is the exact protein that is also part of the coronavirus that the quote-unquote vaccine reprograms your DNA to then attack. Reprograms your DNA, changes your DNA, messenger RNA, to then attack that protein. That is what he did say. He said, has anybody checked? Because this is the same protein that placentas are made of.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
That's what he said?
Anyway, elaborate on that, please, Dennis. Yeah. Please explain what's going on with the vaccine, the cell membrane, and why is this crucial and important?
Well, to me, it's literally when they start doing rap like that and it is targeted for that, that is like population control. And if they said 70%, they probably mean 100%. So, you know, it is bad. Anything that's messing with that, and it's going to bring up underlying conditions you may have, Bell's palsy. If you've got blood vein issues, that one doctor died because of ruptured vessels through his body. It went and attacked his vessel because he had
Well, explain that. Why does it explain how it comes? You know, we hear this vaccine changes your DNA. Explain that. How does it and how does it exasperate these issues?
Well, what it's doing as a wrap from the way I understand it, when it's going in and with the mRNA, so what it does is it's a protein, and that protein carries and goes into alter your DNA. And if you have underlying conditions where it's altering DNA, it's going to pick up those weak strains, alter that, and basically intensify those problems. Bell's palsy, look at all the people that didn't have it, and it ignited that underlying condition they had, they didn't even know they had, and all these people with Bell's palsy. And they're not reporting all this. When it comes up, they block it. It'll come up and be up like kind of like that letter. It'll be up for a minute, and then it's gone. So they're not telling the truth about this. It's just a scary thing for them to pop out something that's being manufactured, you know, and from what I'm getting from a lot of these guys are manufacturing, there's a lot of stuff, these vaccines that are coming in, supposedly being made in China. I don't know if that's true or not, but from some of the packaging I'm seeing, maybe it's just their packaging, but, you know, some of those things that made in China, Pfizer was one of them.
I mean, just logically, your opinion about the vaccines is one thing. You can argue back and forth, whatever. That's one discussion. Okay, now it's a new discussion where you say, well, we have a new vaccine. Oh, does it work like, no, it has messenger RNA. It changes your DNA. Have you tested it? You have long-term studies? Oh, no. It's okay. This is an emergency thing, and it may or may not work, and you have a 50-50 chance, and 90%. You know, they throw out all these numbers. Just logically.
And by the way, no, if you have any problems, if anybody gets sick, anybody gets died, everybody in April, they signed, anybody making any type of vaccines now, they're relieved. There's no, you can't go back and go after anybody if you die or if you have, you start growing a hand out of the top of your head or any side effects or anything like that. There's no liability to any of these guys.
It's called the PrEP Act, they, under emergency measures. Yep. This is an emergency measure. Just logically, even if I thought vaccines were the cat's meow, even if I thought every vaccine, when I, if I knew that this is new, this is a new way, it's not fully tested. I mean, I would have pause just on that fact alone. Why are more people, or maybe they are, I don't know. Why are more people not like, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. Let's see what's going on here.
Yeah, no, it's here's a perfect example. It's the sheeple. So they're getting programmed. I've been in California and Nevada a lot on business stuff, and they are, like, programming people. When you go into stores, it's on three-minute intervals. Wear a mask, stay distant, blah, 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 over and over and over again. And the masks, so when you start looking at particle sizes, so this particle that is the virus, it's 1,260 times smaller than a human hair. We're talking drop through the skin. These masks do nothing, but these people walk around, drive around. I drive by houses, and I see people in their house with them. I'm like, what it's doing is more harm, because what happens is people breathing, you got that hot, humid place that's perfect for growing bacteria, okay? So now you got a face mask full of bacteria. How a virus works is, oh, you have to have a host. So now you got all this face mask full of all this bacteria going on. By chance, you come in contact with a virus that goes through your mouth. Now it's just attached onto one of those bacteria in your mouth, and then it goes into your lung, and then you got a, then it's just a firestorm. That's how viruses work. They have to be the host.
Neil, that's one of the things that's so puzzling about all this. It's just, there's so many logical points like that. That's probably the most logical thing I've heard about this. Masks don't work because the virus is so much smaller than the whole. Why is anybody not, I mean, it's like, are they retarded? Do they not understand basic physics? What other conclusion can I come to than this is not about the masks or protecting you? This is about some sort of control or some sort of dictating or acquiescing. I mean, can you make any sense of it?
I see it's the programming, man. They're programming people. They're getting out, they're in their face with it. All the news channels, if you watch that stuff. All the radio program, everything come across. They're just, think about it, driving down the freeway, wear a mask. The mask zone, please wear a mask. I'm like, well, why? I'm not sick. You know, wow. They're making people sick in the head. They're making people go crazy. It's sad. You watch it. We're out hiking, so I'm up in southern Utah. So we go hiking a lot. I'm walking down trails out in the middle of nowhere. We're passing a group of people, and this poor, he's probably 10, 12 years old, little kids without masks, they're coming by, putting their hands across their face, stepping away from you as far as they can, and walking past you. I mean, that's the type of stuff they're doing to people. It's sad. And absolutely does nothing but it's psychological warfare.
What is the, what about the power silver? Tell us, when silver goes into your body, so say the silver, the power silver that's at the power mall, you put it under your tongue, it absorbs right in very quickly. The taste, there's no taste much at all. What goes on in the body? What happens when you take power silver?
So what it's doing is going in.
Right. Does it absorb right through the blood? Does it go right in the blood under your tongue? I mean, so what happens?
Yeah, it goes through, and even if you swallow it, it's penetrating the membrane. So it's going through your tongue, wherever you've got that blood flow, it's going through membrane. It's penetrating that membrane because of particle size and delivery system. So once it's getting in there, now the hunt's on. So now it's bouncing through your system, and all of a sudden if it comes through a bacteria, it's hitting that bacteria. If it comes in, if you're breathing it through your nebulizer, people inhaling it, it's wiping out the mucous membranes. It's taking, if you've got that mucus buildup, it's clearing that. It's killing those bacteria that are in there. It's what starts loosening the congestion. Or like we were talking just before you got on, we were talking about, like, I have allergies, and if I feel anything coming on, I breathe that in. And I mean, we just don't get sick anymore. We're not getting sick. We're not getting allergies. We're not getting colds. We're not getting any type of ailments. And we use ours. I take ML in the morning, and then if I feel anything coming on, I inhale it through my sinuses and in my lungs. take a couple deep breaths, and I'm good. And, you know, and we use that preventive. So I've got all my kids and my grandkids, everybody's doing it as a preventive of anything that may come along.
You say when it comes into your blood, it goes on the hunt. So say this particle, it's going to go on the hunt. It finds some bacteria. How does it interact with the bacteria? What does it do to the bacteria?
It goes, it hits that protein membrane. So
explain that. Explain a cell and protein membrane, and I'll explain that.
Okay. So if you have a cell, say, let's go back to the basketball. Okay. Say you have a basketball, okay?
And that represents a cell. That represents a cell. Okay.
Right. Okay. So now say we have a BB that is a nanosphere or a needle. Let's say a needle, okay? And we're able to take that needle and push it through the membrane into the cell. That's how nanospheres work. They actually go in through the cell, they hit that membrane, and they go in and they basically shield from the inside out. So if you've got a membrane that has that bad membrane, that it's going to rupture that protein on that bad membrane.
What do you mean when you say bad membrane? So, you mean like a bacteria or does it have to be?
We're finding out that, and we're still learning. I'm working with some people now that need more answers on it, but we're finding out this nanospheres are able to go into our cell membranes and without damaging them. But we're finding out that if it's a bacteria on the bad or a yeast or mold, it's rupturing those, it's taking down. And that's why it's not taking out, even colloidals, it's not rupturing all the gut flora in your body. And we're still doing the science to figure out why it's not doing that. But it's like super beneficial to the body without killing your good bacteria. So we're still learning that.
So what you're saying, it goes into your blood and is on the hunt for cell, or it goes into cells. It can go into a good cell or a bacteria cell. And the good cells, it does not blow it apart. The bad cells, it goes in and blows up the cell membrane of that bacteria. Is that what you're telling me?
Right, it's rupturing that cell.
How does it rupture it? I mean, explain that. How does it rupture the cell? Does it? The energy of it, the frequency of it, destroy the covalent bonds, or what?
Yeah, that's what we believe it is. The kinetic energy that we're able to put in with pulse frequency vibration. That's what we believe is rupturing that bad stuff. And we're still testing. We've got equipment now out of California. We're doing some studies with that they can see active. So we're messing with some other products right now to see how they're affecting those cells. So we're still getting information on it.
Okay, pulse frequency vibration.
We'll provide that once we get more. Yeah, pulse frequency vibration. When you're able to do that, like on the water. So I've got three tomato plants. You know, I'm in Utah. It's 25 degrees. Sun's not very much sun. I literally have three tomato plants sitting in my window, and you know, they're a little yellow, but they still have some green, but they're still producing tomatoes. And
now,
without anything but water, the water that we use to make the silver with.
Okay, so this pulse, everything's frequency. I mean, I've been told many times, I'm believing everything's a frequency. Our bodies, our whatever, it's frequency. So pulse frequency vibration. What do you, is it like a machine that you kind of bombard the silver? I mean, what do you do? I don't want to give away proprieties.
It's a reactor. Yeah, no, we've got a reactor that's able to basically structure. So we're structured, and we're able to structure it with charged frequency vibrations that are beneficial for uptake to the body or to a plant. That's why I was using that plant as an example. It's programmed for uptake to do the most benefit. And that's where the pulse frequency is coming in. That shield of that energy is going through, and we believe, but we haven't got the science yet. We're still working the science. But we believe that it's entering in the cell, which we know it already in our cell, so we know that. But we believe that that's actually making us a shield on the cells.
It's making a shield on the. Explain that. What do you mean? Explain that.
So as you get the silver. Okay, so you got that nanosphere, it's round, super small. That goes into your cell, and it goes in your cell. It's in your cell, And we believe that it's actually using a shield on the cells, our cells itself. Which means, so as that's going through and you've got that shield, that means, okay, I'm not getting sick. I've got a protectant, kind of like a shield. That power silver, you got that power, that's why we named it, you know, it's got the power in it, kinetic energy, that's protecting the body. It's base shielding the body.
Okay, so...
Does that make sense? I'm trying to explain it how we see it.
Okay, so the silver goes in, and the cells, if it's a good cell, it forms a barrier. This is what you believe. It's forming a barrier on the cell to protect it. So when a virus comes in, or bacteria, so you get sick, a bacteria comes in, or virus, it goes, it penetrates the cells, and then takes over the cell, and then replicates, it's like a parasite, almost. And then, so it replicates this faulty, cell. So you're saying it doesn't allow,
it's
so for a virus. Go ahead.
That's inactivating, deactivating it.
Wow, this is fascinating. I mean, how is this different than there's obviously a ton of colloidal type silver products. What is the key that makes this different from other things that are out there?
I think it's the pulse frequency vibration in the reactor when you run it through. I think that's what's doing it. It's kind of like with the lab where it's 9 parts per billion. They've never seen, and everybody's always working in parts per million to do food challenges. And from what I understand, it's average between 5 and 10 parts per billion to do a food challenge. So they have to put a huge amount of it into it versus where ours at 9 parts. So the only thing that we can come up with is it's a pulse frequency vibration. It's with the delivery system getting in deep into the system.
All right, let's talk about the different tests. Now these are labs. Many people test here. This is not arbitrary. Subjective things. These are objective tests where you put the colloidal silver, then the power silver in these different. Explain it. What kind of tests do they do, and what happened when it was tested?
Okay, so what they do is they take E. coli, the yeast, the molds, the basic things that are growing in food. Okay, they put those on a petri dish. Then they take some of our solution, and the solution that you have, I believe that one is. I think is it 10 or 20 times? I don't know. It's a lot. I'd have to look at it, but we times it by quite a bit on the what we put into the power silver.
30 ppb gram negatives silver.
Yeah,
30.
So we're 3 times. So a little over 3 times. So at the nine parts, when they put that in the petri dish, this goes on for 40 days. So they test it. Is it dropping it? Is it dropping it? Did it wipe it out? And did it wipe it out? And so that's what it did. It took it down, took it down, took it down. Then it stabilized it. It did not grow back. And that's how a food preservative test works. So you've got to be able to inactivate it, drop it down to acceptable levels or no levels, and then it cannot come back and grow back at all.
For 40 days.
For 40 days.
Yeah. Now, the people running the test, you said they were surprised. Why were they surprised?
Yeah, on all the different labs I'm doing right now with the different mixes and things, they've never seen anything that has that low of parts or even work at that level. So it's just very, very minute parts, which is actually good for the body because you don't want a ton of heavy metals in your body. And you don't want them to stick in your body. So it really, really, it's just to have that small of amount go into a body or into to a platelet count and be active. To give you an idea, you have more silver in your tap water than what we're putting in.
Okay, then so if I'm listening to this, I'd say, well, why don't I just drink tap water then? Why do I need this?
Well, because it's not active with the PVA, pulse frequency vibration. It's not going in and doing the job that it needs to do. It's kind of like you want to go into your truck with a pair of pliers and trying to take it apart, or would you like to have your sockets? The right tools. It's all about the right tools. And
I am fascinated.
The delivery system, it's all about the delivery system with the frequencies. That's what
How should people take this? We have the 1 ounce and the 4 ounce. How should people take this, you know, as a maintenance, and if they start getting sick? I mean, what have you seen that's worked well?
So what we found out is people that are getting the stuff that's going around, they'll drink, like if they're sick, they'll drink like 1 or 2 ounces, and then they'll inhale it, and then the problems start going away within 1 to 4 days. We have people that are inhaling it. So like I do for my maintenance, I'll take and put 1 mL under my tongue, and then if I feel anything coming on, I'll inhale it or breathe it in. And that's just the routine I do.
Why is breathing it like a nebulizer? Why is that so important? Why is a nebulizer so important? Why is a nebulizer so important?
What's great about it is you're getting it directly into membranes, into the sinuses, and deep into the lungs. So if you have mucus stuff going on or things like that, it tends to, you know, from what we're getting feedback, is clearing that stuff out. And, you know, that's where the direct point, if you're breathing in those bad particles into your system, that's the place you're going to get it first. So if you breathe it in there, that's inactivating it right at the scene.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fantastic sale over the Power Mall. We got a big discount on this. We want everybody to, we sold quite a bit of it. We want you to get this, to buy it, to use it liberally. We got a huge discount on it. Please call the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. This is one of those things I believe that for me, for my family, we have to have it. We just have to have it. And I have it sitting right here. I got a little spray bottle. I'll spray it. I'll spray it like under my tongue before I start or whatever, just when I sit down or up my nose. I can kind of suck it in. It's kind of nebulizing it a little bit with a spray. I haven't nebulized it yet. My uncle does. My uncle nebulizes it. And, it's a fantastic product. We wanted the best. The FDA and what have you wants to shut this down and wants to curb colloidal silver. Well, then we want the best. And that's what we've done here. We feel we found the best. And Dennis has helped us. Last comment, 10 to 15 seconds, Dennis.
Yeah, I just appreciate it. I appreciate being on the show. It's been great.
Well, we're always glad to have you and glad what you've done. You've created a fantastic product. Stay right there. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. We wish life, liberty, and the pursuit of true happiness for you. Heard that before? That's what we want for you. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow. Please take advantage of this. Just be prepared. Just be prepared. You're listening to the Power Hour, and we'll see you soon.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.